Call the Senate Finance and Revenue Committee to order. Welcome, everyone. We are going to have a very short meeting today because we are going to open up a work session on Senate Bill 754, SJR 26, and SB 553 for the purpose of rolling them over till Monday. Work session closed. And now we have a public, we've had a public hearing on Senate Bill 17, correct? No, okay. We will open a public hearing on Senate Bill 17. Chris.
Good afternoon, Madam Chair, members of the committee. Senate Bill 17 deals with the College Savings Network. In your packet, you have an amendment that essentially modifies the change in the bill, which is on page 2, lines 12 and 13. And so what the amendment would do is change the definition of qualified withdrawal and essentially state that a non-qualified withdrawal would be money that are deposited in a financial institution and other than an account as defined in this section.
Okay. Michael Parker. Welcome.
Good afternoon. For the record, Michael Parker, Executive Director of the Oregon 529 College Savings Network. I'll be brief. This bill really kind of, it's almost like a housekeeping bill for us. It basically closes a loophole. So if a person opens an account in a college savings plan in Oregon, they can take a state tax deduction for that contribution. We all know that. If they would take that money and roll it as a qualified rollover into, let's say, California's 529 plan, currently they would still get to keep their state tax deduction. But then they could take that same money in the California plan and withdraw it non-qualified and not use it for qualified expenses and then still maintain the Oregon state tax deduction. So we're trying to make sure that if folks are rolling the monies out and not using it for school, they cannot take the Oregon deduction on the plan. That's the loophole that this closes.
Okay, but they could still roll it over to the out-of-state plan, but they would just have the same requirements?
Chair Burdick, that's correct. They're free to roll it over to whatever state that they would like. But they would have to just basically repay the deduction. Just as a point of clarification, if you open a 529 plan in Oregon and you take it out non-qualified in Oregon, there's a recapture provision currently on the books. Mm-hmm. This is just extending that recapture provision for rollovers into other state plans.
And how is this administered? Just through normal tax auditing?
It is. We do not track when the money leaves our state. We do not track what happens in the other state's plans. So it just makes it easier for us just to close that loophole here and not have to worry about it going forward.
But I doubt that you'd see much money come back from this. Or maybe we should turn to our CPA for that answer.
Well, just clarification on what you said a little while ago. The 529 plan is a 529 plan as far as pulling money out and using it for education. And I think you said California may be different. The question here is when somebody pulls it out and is as an unqualified distribution, we want to capture the tax on it, is what you're saying.
Chair Burdick, Senator Topher, that's correct. We don't want it to be non-qualified and then still take that Oregon State deduction. So this is on non-qualified withdrawals. That is correct.
But to clarify, 529 is a 529.
That is correct.
It's a federal.
That is, okay. That is correct.
Yeah, and they don't get any further tax credit from or tax deduction from California when they roll it over.
Chair Burdick, I just used California as an example, so
okay,
no.
The
federal benefit is on the earnings portion of the account. So as the account is growing, there are no federal taxes if drawn out as a qualified expense.
Okay.
Well, I do have another question.
Yes.
Well, it does raise an issue. You know, we went through this years ago when pensions, are we going to bump up against court cases again where when you had an Oregon retiree who moved to another state back in the days when retirement was taxed and they moved to another state, Oregon wasn't getting the tax, or they moved to a state that wasn't taxed. So are we bumping up against that same issue where you took an Oregon state retirement plan, moved into another state, rolled it over trustee to trustee and withdrew and didn't pay the tax in Oregon? I mean, which we no longer have to do, but are we going to run up against that same problem?
Chair Burdick, Senator Topher, I don't specifically know if someone does want to, let's say, move to California, they don't have to roll their money to the California plan. They can keep it in Oregon to avoid having to worry about that. But to your point about the pensions, I probably am not qualified to answer that question.
That would be my concern, that we run up against the same problem where we were trying to capture tax in another state, and basically the court said you can't do it. So I'd like to have a legal,
sure,
based on what we had to go through over the years with the same issue with pensions, when people would move to Nevada and didn't pay tax and took money out, but it was deducted when they put it in Oregon, took tax advantages. So
I don't think this would be analogous to that.
I think it's exactly analogous. So that's my concern. It's still a sheltered investment which moves to another state.
But the fact that it moves to another state doesn't change the terms. That if you use it for an unqualified expense, you have to pay, you lose your deduction.
Exactly, federally. But the state trying to capture something, an activity that goes on in another state, when that taxpayer is paying tax, taking money out and paying for consumption in that other state, why would Oregon be able to take the money? That would be my question.
Senator Burdick, Senator Topher, that may well be true. I think ultimately what we're trying to at least stop is those folks in Oregon who are staying in Oregon and deciding, well, you know, I just want to be in, you know, California's plan because I like it better than Oregon's, and I'm going to move my money and still take the deduction. The problem we run into is that once it leaves here, we can't track it, so they could take it out non-qualified and still then take the tax advantage. So I think really we're trying to make sure we close that loophole of those folks that are staying and living here but moving the money around. But we can certainly ask our AG to look into that issue around the pension system.
That would make me feel better,
sure,
because I would venture to say that most Oregonians that have a 529 plan have it invested somewhere besides Oregon. So I can see the desire to close the loophole, but the reality of trying to actually capture that from another state would be an interesting court challenge.
Do you think you'll be able to elaborate on that on Wednesday, by Wednesday? Do you think you'll be able to get some clarification on that?
Chair Burdick, we'll check with Department of Revenue and the AG. I'm certain we can find an answer to that question.
Okay. So are there other questions before we move on? Okay. Anybody else want to talk on this? Okay. I'm going to close the public hearing on Senate Bill 17, and I think what I'd like to do is put the amendment in today, and then we'll hold it. We don't have paperwork on it, so we'll hold it, because the amendment is just a clarification. It's not a substantive. So I will open a work session on Senate Bill 17, and Senator Morse.
Madam Chair, I move the -1 amendments to Senate Bill 17, dated 2/14/11.
Senator Morse has moved the -1 amendment to Senate Bill 17. Is there any discussion? Any objection? So ordered. So we will call you back up again on Wednesday before we take action on this bill. And thank you for coming.
Thank you.
And we will close the work session on Senate Bill 17 and close the record-breakingly short session of the Senate Finance and Revenue Committee. We are adjourned.
Just think about it.